Okay, so hi, my name is Jarek. I was contacting you earlier on behalf of Joe, because Joe unfortunately cannot join us for this session, but we are very eager, and there's a lot of people actually that do not fit in front of the camera, sorry, who are very eager to hear about what you're doing. How did you get to the point where you are, and why are you so inspired about the issues that you work with? So maybe I'll just leave the floor to you to speak on this. I hope plenty of questions coming up. So I count on your patience with us.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, yes.
Yeah, great. Well, my name is Jessica, and I'm from Cardiff, which is in Wales, part of the UK. And I've been involved as a climate change champion with the British Council for maybe coming on to 2 years now. So I think that programme's ended. So I'm not quite sure what the future holds for me in terms of my involvement at British Council. So I kind of talk retrospectively about kind of how I've linked in with the British Council and some of the projects that I'm doing and how kind of I've had opportunities through the British Council. So I was interested in sustainable development and climate change for probably since I started university, which was, I'm 35 now, so that was a long time ago. But I actually started working on sustainable development in work, so I'm a policy officer in work, so I had an opportunity to start really focusing down on kind of in exploring sustainable development some more. And I really wanted to get involved in my local community, so I thought there's no point in me talking about it but not actually doing anything. So for a while, for a few months, I was kind of looking around wondering what I could do. There wasn't anything obvious in my community at the time. And then I kind of just found a small leaflet, just, I can't remember, I think it was in the library or somewhere, about Cardiff Transition. So I kind of, they said come along to one of these meetings, so I just turned up, and there's kind of two other people there. It was the initiative trying to start off a transition movement in Cardiff. I don't know whether anyone's heard of the Transition Network.
We did, but if you could explain it as well, again, clearly to everyone, that would be
okay,
great. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so the Transition Network is a community-led approach trying to get people in the community to look at or start looking at the challenges of peak oil and climate change. So recognising that kind of with resource depletion happening in our communities, it's going to be harder and harder to live our lives on the oil, in the oil-dependent way that we do, whether that's through transport, food growing, the type of economy that we're using. So it's looking at how we can come up with basically local solutions to live in, and it's trying to do it in a fun and engaging way. I think there's hundreds of initiatives across the world. You can Google Transition Network. It started off, I think, in Ireland or in kind of Cornwall, and then it's spread kind of pretty much across the world. Most of them are in, I think, UK at the moment. They've got a really good website which you can access resources from, and they provide almost a model or a set of resources that you can access, and it links you into all the different initiatives, so you actually feel like you're part of a wider community, because often one of the things that you feel when you're doing this type of work is that you're quite alone and you're kind of, no one else cares, so it's really good to get a sense of what other people are doing and be inspired and use the resources and the examples of what they use. So I got involved in Cardiff Transition. There's only two or three people on it when I started about three or four years ago. And since then, we've just pretty much developed organically to do with who comes along, kind of what skill got, what interests them. But also we've tried to develop in a way that to fill a need identified by the community that we live in. So there's a lot happening in Cardiff around sustainable development, climate change, environmentalism. But at the time, people felt that it was quite sporadic and no one knew what anyone else was doing. And there wasn't a sense of scale or connectedness amongst the movement. So it felt like kind of lots of individual things rather than it being about a whole city approach. So what people wanted was something to try and bring all that together, and also then offer skills and training for those people and events and celebrations to move that forward. So rather than set up like specific effects, like doing a gardening project or something, which is a lot of people already doing, they wanted us to be like a central organising hub for all these different volunteer groups. So we have done a series of things since then to do that. So we set up a website, we hold monthly events, we call them a show and tell, so we have experts or people already working, whether it's in Cardiff or more widely, or different themes, coming in and talking about what they're doing. So we recently had one on international sustainable development, transport, energy efficiency in the home. And then we have like a once monthly event, like a social event where people can come and connect with other people with similar interests. We've got a central events page, so any other group that's doing things can put it on our page. And then we also hold kind of parties kind of every 3 or 4 months, which is kind of quite central core for the transition idea that it should be about celebration and fun. It's not all doom and gloom, it's about bringing people together and communities. So we have those. And then one thing that we've kind of really developed, which we think is quite kind of interesting, and we think we might be able to move it into a more of a sustainable social enterprise, maybe make some money from it, because what we're doing at the moment is completely voluntary, is we've mapped all the different events that are happening across Cardiff, all the different projects that are happening in Cardiff, from like projects based on environmentalism or climate change or sustainable development. We've mapped all those out, so there's over 300, I think, and we've put them all onto a central resource called the Green Map. So essentially what you've got now is a web space where people can go and zoom in, whether it's where they live or on a theme that they're interested, whether it's river cleaning or gardening or whatever interest it is around sustainable development. They can just click on this central website and identify a project that's doing something similar. That's kind of core to what the groups wanted from us. So we've got that took over I think it was nearly 350 volunteer hours to get that done, so it's a real big piece of work, all done completely volunteer. No, we've got no funding at the moment. And then spin-offs from that is kind of, we've got something called Farm Cardiff, which is another mapping system where people can go around and maps kind of spaces, green spaces, urban spaces, where there's potential for food growing. And then we're also mapping kind of all the different trees that are fruit-bearing trees across Cardiff. So hopefully we get, so they've called it Orchard Cardiff, which is really nice. So whether it's in people's homes or in public space, getting a sense where there's lots of kind of fruit trees. So that's kind of where we're at with Cardiff Transition. So that's been happening now for 3 or 4 years. So that's completely voluntary for my time. And it was that I applied to the British Council to get support to develop. So both in my own skills, and then also to help me with the kind of the project management aspects we might be doing. So I applied to be a climate champion based on this project, kind of transition. And then within the British Council, lots of opportunities have come up internationally as a consequence of me being on the climate champion kind of programme. So last Christmas, an opportunity to go to India and work with the Indian champions came up. I've got a particular interest in inequalities and social justice, and kind of one of my key interests is trying to bring kind of a stronger sense of social justice to the green movement, particularly because often in Cardiff, I don't know whether it's what's like where you are, it tends to be quite a middle class white kind of initiative. Often it's the people who are going to be most impacted by climate change, the people who are least likely to be involved in becoming resilient and sustainable and understanding what they need to do. So that's part of the stuff we're doing. So I got, I applied to go to India, I got invited. So we went to see Rajasthan, the water management systems up in North India, which was completely fascinating. And I think Steph's going to be coming in and talking to you about that, so I'm not going to cover that so much because she'll go through everything about that. So we went there for two weeks in January, which was great. And then also then recently in there was the United Nations Rio Plus 20, and again there was an opportunity to go to that, so I applied to go to that, and I got accepted to go to Rio. So I went there representing kind of Wales and the work that we're doing in Wales. For that, I'm kind of in my work, I'm quite heavily involved in sustainable development and in a policy. So I work quite closely with the government and we're developing a sustainable development legislation. So part of the United Nations conference, which is looking at sustainable governance, I went over there to explore what they were doing and try and bring the lessons back from across the world to Wales. And so one of the things I did to help with that was I set up a blog called Welsh Eyes on Rio. And I was tweeting doing lots of social media when I was over there to help people in Wales hear what was happening in Rio. So I kind of went there and I've come back with lots of ideas and kind of examples about how we can improve sustainable governance. We're doing it through legislation in Wales. So that's kind of where I'm at now. So I could carry on talking, but I think it might be better to get questions and interact with you guys rather than me sitting here having to look at you all silently.
Questions, guys?
Any questions?
I wonder if no one else has.
I'm not
going to
have.
Just one second, I'll pass the microphone.
How long are you already...
How long are you already
working on the transition in Cardiff?
Introduce yourself.
About 4 years.
And did you see a lot of changes?
Well, we've seen the problem. We're kind of trying to be a kind of a comms and a hub role in where we are. The difficulty we have is getting the wider public involved in what we're doing, because it just tends to be the same people coming along to the events. So say in a city of 30,000 people, we've got like maybe 40, 50 people who come to our events. So you can see the problem there. So what we're going to focus on this year is just trying to get more and more new faces involved and trying to reach out to those people, really. So have more engaged and non-engaged people rather than supporting the already engaged. So that's going to try and be a bit more of a focus of our work. And to do that, we're going to link up with kind of groups that already exist. So we call them the third sector, or the voluntary sector. So we'll be working with, say, people who work in kind of poorer areas, or people who work with disabled people already doing that. If you link into what they're doing, then that, I think that will be a good way of engaging different groups of people in what we're doing. But in terms of the projects that we see on the ground, there's lots happening in Cardiff. And it's just starting to get to the point where it's becoming a bit more normal to live that way. So we've got a farmer's market and kind of lots more people are wanting allotments, and kind of loads and loads more people are starting to cycle. That's a real change that I'm seeing over the last year. That's probably got nothing to do with what we're doing. It's just we're part of something that's happening and we're just helping to make it happen. But it's hard, I think, to see direct impact from what we're doing.
There's no. You've got a question? What do you want?
Just introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm over here. Hello.
Hiya.
I'm going to go back behind the screen. I'm interested in a couple of things. One is whether or not your work is bilingual, and whether or not that has any impact on the sense of ownership within the city. I guess Cardiff is sort of less. It's less of an issue there than it is further west, and the other one is whether or not I don't know how long you've been in Cardiff, but whether or not the regeneration work there has actually made people think more about their local environment and take pride in it, because I've seen a couple of other projects around the country where inward investment, sustainable or otherwise, has just made people feel a greater sense of ownership of where they live, and that became a useful thing to piggyback sustainability and environmental issues on, because they were already thinking about it in a more positive way.
Okay, that's a really interesting question. In terms of bilingual, none of us speak Welsh in the transition movement in Cardiff. in the core group. So, and we are very much just at the mercy of the skills that we've got in the group at the moment and the limited time and capacity, because most of us are working full-time, so this is kind of part-time. So it's not so much of a problem for us in Cardiff, because I think it's much more multicultural, and English is kind of more the first language. But I think definitely if you were to be doing this kind of thing in more rural Wales, you would have to be choosing to speak and communicating in their preferred language, which might often be Welsh. So, yeah, I can... And I think if we were to be working with other groups of people, I think you'd probably want to choose to communicate them in a language that they worked with. So, yeah, it's not so much of an issue at the moment, but again, I think you're suggesting perhaps that if we were speaking in Welsh as well, we might get more people involved.
It seems because I've got friends who work in different kind of culture and arts and volunteer stuff in Wales, and it's always something that they face at the beginning of the project is this an English thing and therefore accessible to everyone online, or are we going to be Welsh focused and therefore the sense of ownership is greater in Wales, or bilingual and double our workload?
Yeah, definitely those are the kind of thoughts you need to go through. But because we are so much, pretty much I describe myself as, we're at the moment a real grassroots organisation. We've only just recently become constituted, so we don't tend to, there's actually laws in Wales about having to be bilingual, but we don't actually fall under those at the moment. But as we move forward and we get more people involved, some of whom might speak Welsh, and yeah, it's definitely something that we'd probably want to develop. But at the moment, we're just, yeah, it's not a priority at the moment, just because we're lacking capacity, really. And then the question around the redevelopment. Well, I think we haven't worked in any areas where there's been recent redevelopment, because we're not doing specific projects at the moment. We're kind of just a central hub, so it's a bit hard to answer that question. But I think what we're planning on doing is working more closely with kind of areas which are going to be which are having investment in terms of social capital investment, so we call them community first, so they're like deprived areas where they get development workers coming in and trying to support them to kind of increase the opportunities and the resilience of the communities. And I think what we're going to do is link in with our voluntary work in with what they're doing, so we can kind of connect and use the resources of each other's. So rather than just kind of trying to work on our own, making stronger partnerships. And I think that that'll be a way forward for connecting kind of new people, and then also linking to, like you said, that kind of connectivity that people have in when they get a sense of pride in their area.
Thanks, those are great answers.
Hello, I'm called Sebastian, I'm from France, and I've got a question. I would like to know if you could describe a few concrete measures that you implement.
Sorry, say that again, concrete measures?
That you implement in your community. I think some of us haven't understood that.
What we're doing in Cardiff Transition at the moment, because it's what people have wanted from us, is rather than it being kind of project-based kind of changes to the local environment, it's much more about being kind of a communication hub and a connectivity hub. So we're helping people who are doing concrete changes on the ground to communicate that to other people who are doing similar things, and to help skill them up and kind of link with similar projects. So we haven't actually done projects on the ground, if that makes sense. Yeah?
Yeah, it does. Thanks a lot.
So ours is like a virtual hub, if you like, what people are doing, the projects on the ground.
Hello, my name is Gerda, and I wanted to ask if there are some similar organizations in Europe like you are doing.
Sorry, it's quite hard.
Have you tried to cooperate with some other in the Europe, like doing the projects with another countries, with another cities like in Europe? Do you have?
You should hear. Maybe we can see
speak up.
I can't hear, so I can try to speak louder.
I wanted to ask, do you know similar organizations in Europe like you do? Something you would try to cooperate with someone in the Europe to do such things?
Thank you. I don't know of any off the top of my head, just because I haven't had time to look at from what we're doing and reach out, because, like I said, I work full-time, and all the transition project that I'm doing is in the kind of my spare time, so a lot of it is on just the operations of doing that basic, kind of just keeping us running. But I think if I wanted to look, I think I'd start off initially going to the Transition Network, because that's kind of the interconnectivity hub. So they've got lots of projects that are doing things across the world and Europe, and then kind of they register them all. So to become a transition city or a town, you register and have to follow certain things. So I'm certainly, as we move forward, it's something I'd like to do, but it's just we haven't got time at the moment. You know, that's one of the biggest struggles with all of this. There's lots of great ideas, but it's just, it's all voluntary at the moment. We haven't got any paid people doing this. And as what we're trying to do is seek funding to kind of maybe get an employed member of staff to drive the work forward, or to maybe turn what we're doing to make some money to be able to pay staff. But we only just started off kind of three, four years ago, and we're quite slow moving. Not particularly dynamic like some organisations, but they tend to be people who are doing it full time, giving it all their, you know, a lot of their time. But most of us are actually, this is something we're doing almost like for, because we're really interested. It's a hobby on top of our work. So, but yeah, if you've got any good examples of kind of work that you guys are doing, I'd love to hear about it. I don't know whether you're sharing, if that's what you're doing. It'd be great to hear.
Do you want to send me the link? Hello, Steve from behind the computer again. We've got a website for the event, which has almost everybody here has submitted a presentation to, which may or may not be working at the moment because we've got tech troubles, but the address is greenurbanliving.posterous.com.
Greenurbanliving.posterous,
posterous.com.
Okay, great.
I can send you more stuff. I'll get your contact details. I had one ancillary question about, you were talking about using social media and social technology as a communication tool.
Yeah.
How significant is that in the outreach work and the connecting work that you're doing?
The stuff that I did when I went to Rio. So I wrote a blog, and then I connected with lots of kind of formal NGOs that work in Wales, so WWF, kind of World Wildlife Fund, and kind of Friends of the Earth, who have got quite a lot of Twitter followers and various other things. So I used the existing kind of third sector voluntary network infrastructure. And then I kind of tweeted and then retweeted, and actually that got, I think I had over, I had lots more hits than I would have imagined. So on the website we had, on my blog we had like over 500 hits at the time, which I was quite pleased about. I mean, I thought I'd get about my dad and my, somebody at work might have a look, you know. But so I think moving forward, It's certainly got its place if you're communicating with people who are using this form of technology, because one thing that we're really aware of is that in Wales it's something like one third of the population are digitally excluded, so they're likely to be the people who are kind of more poorer or older, so if we wanted to have our kind of sustainable development or kind of reaching everyone in the society, you'd have to use different techniques to do that. And so in Cardiff Transition, we're starting to get into using social media, which is actually proving really useful, especially Twitter. We found is really good. We're using that a lot to promote our events, and we're getting lots more followers and more people kind of aware of what we're doing. But also I think you can't get away from needing to other forms of engagement, like just going to where people already meet and exist and actually going to them. So I think you need to keep on using non-social media, but I think it's definitely got its place.
Okay, hello, it's Jarek again. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for the for everything you share it with us. We highly encourage you to visit our website and keep on following, because we will have contacts of all of the people and everything they actually do locally in their countries. So it may be interesting for you, and I'm sure it will be interesting for them to contact you. So we will ask Joe all of your contact details if you don't mind.
And you can, our website, if you want to look at it, I mean, it's called CardiffTransition.com. So you can click on some of the maps and work that you're doing and that we're doing, and have a look at that. It might seem quite amateur compared to some of the stuff you're doing, I don't know, but it's a start. So
So if you don't mind, we'll add the website. I think we can add, right, Steve?
We'll put it on there, sure.
To the feed on our website so that other people can also see it.
Yeah, and if you want to look at my blog, it's Welsh. It's called Welsh Eyes on Rio.
I'll put these on the poster
side. Steve will do his magic on the internet and he'll put it on our website. Yeah. So, thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for your time. We don't really want to take more time from you, so thank you very much for your half an hour of free Sunday. I can imagine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yes,